The Bush administration has, let's say, another 4 or 5 months. That's what the Washington Post put in the front page story as the new hunt for Bin Laden. Is this the gist of it, counterinsurgency and bribing tribal leaders inside the Pakistani tribal areas with special commando incursions, without thinking of how they will alienate the Pashtuns in these tribal areas? And how does the Bush administration and the intelligence community analyze the situation?
Well, first of all, let's look at the question of how the Bush administration has interacted with the intelligence community on this very important issue of what is the United States going to do about the safe haven for the Taliban, and particularly Al-Qaeda, in northwest Pakistan. This is a very, very dangerous situation because of the possibility of provoking even greater instability in Pakistan. So obviously the Bush administration, one way or another, has to hear from the intelligence community about what the consequences of this policy of commando raids, using drones, airplanes to use missiles to fire at these targets, hitting obviously some civilian.
As they did in this first raid, more than 20 women and children.
They have regularly over the last couple of years, what the consequences of this might be. So the logical thing would be for the intelligence community to have a national intelligence estimate on the consequences of this potential course of action. This is what has happened in the past when you've been talking about a potential new war or new use of force. What actually happened was the administration did not want anything on paper. They made it very clear to the intelligence community, I'm told, that they did not want anything on paper. Instead, they had only an oral briefing from the National Intelligence Council, that is the focal point for all estimates in the intelligence community. And so last month, in mid-August, the leadership of the National Intelligence Council went to the White House, and I believe it's in all probability it was directly the president they briefed, and they warned the White House that if they were to carry out the kinds of commando raids, unilateral commando raids in Pakistan and northwest frontier area, targeting supposedly Al-Qaeda and Taliban targets, that the consequences could be serious destabilization, not only of the Pakistani military, but of the government itself. Now, there are a couple of different facets of this. One is that they were very afraid that the Frontier Corps, the force that is almost entirely Pashtun, tribesmen, local tribesmen, which are loosely affiliated with the government, only very loosely, and are in varying degrees sympathetic to the Islamic radicals in that part of Pakistan, but have not gone over openly to that side. They were afraid that this kind of policy would result in destabilizing the Frontier Corps and actually pushing them over the edge to openly side with the radicals, because it will polarize the northwest frontier area even more than it has been. The other thing that they were afraid of is that the Pakistani military itself in the frontier area, which has an officer corps that is largely Pashtun, same as the ethnic makeup of the tribal population, that they would be more likely to defect to the Islamic radicals in the Pashtun area. Now, in other words, there is an increased likelihood, because of the greater anger, the greater activism against the government, the military would be put on the spot, particularly the Pashtun officers, so that this could break up, threaten the unity of the Pakistani military for the first time. Then you have, of course, the whole political stability of the Pakistani government, which is very tenuous indeed. And anything that would threaten to further put pressure on that government could result in further destabilization at the central level. So at various levels here, you have a very grave threat of destabilization because of this policy. Obviously, the Bush administration decided to ignore them.
Is the Bush administration advancing the birth of Pashtunistan?
Well, that is the likely impact of what the Bush administration is doing. That is to say, they are giving impetus to a movement across the border between Afghanistan and Pakistan, because you have Pashtun population on both sides of the border.
For them, there is no border.
There is no border, and increasingly they are one group politically. They are increasingly unified. And to the extent that the United States pushes the radicalism forward in this area, particularly, of course, if they essentially destabilize the Pakistani military in that part of Pakistan. They're speeding up the process, if you will.
Is this incursion in the tribal areas an irreversible process, no matter who's elected in November, McCain or Obama? And what are the potentially devastating consequences for the U.S.?
Well, the problem, of course, is that once you have this kind of program put into action, it acquires a tremendous momentum behind it. And in this case, it's still relatively small compared with, of course, the big war in Iraq, which is a huge operation that you can't, it's like a huge ocean-going vessel that you can't turn around quickly. If there were a political decision made today, of course, it could still be stopped. But politically, I think you get more and more momentum as time goes by. It becomes something that you can't say no to, you can't reverse. And then, of course, you have the question of a new administration coming in next year. If a Democratic administration were to be elected, obviously they would have greater leeway to say no to this. But at this point, the candidacy of Obama and Biden is taking a position that appears to be very strongly supportive in a general sense of this kind of operation. They have not said so explicitly. They have not said anything publicly about the commando raids in Pakistan. But the statement that has been made, which is that we should, if we have actionable intelligence, then we should go after al-Qaeda leaders. The problem, of course, is that, of course, the special forces is going to tell any administration, yes, we have actionable intelligence, because it's in their interest to claim that. It's their baby now. And it's very important for a new administration to understand the difference between real intelligence that is hard and the kind of intelligence that they have only been able to get in the last couple of years. What we're looking at here is a slide into a war that is not just against the Taliban, not just against al-Qaeda, but ultimately against the Pakistani government, because you're going to see increasingly an alliance between the Pakistani military and the Islamic forces in that part of Pakistan. And so I think that what we could very easily see in the coming years is a war between the United States and the Pakistani government.